Hey, Happy New Year. Hope you're off to a good start with this real cold weather we're having in Louisiana and throughout the country, but we're still plodding along down here, and I hope things go well for you. Check out my column this week. I wrote about the mayor's race in New Orleans and the possible effects it may have on our statewide races, like picking the next governor. And interesting scenario, because it looks like the present lieutenant governor, Mitch Landrieu, who's run for mayor on two occasions in the past, may actually make it this time. He's way ahead in the polls. It's a very short election, and so he's well known, ran last time, barely lost in a runoff against the incumbent Ray Nagin, who will go down in history, as I've written, as probably the most dysfunctional mayor in the history of mayors in this country. So good riddance to C. Ray. But Landrieu has an excellent chance to win this, maybe even the first primary, which opens up the question, what happens after he steps down? Who's the new lieutenant governor, and does it make that much difference? In the past, lieutenant governors are not that important in Louisiana. I say that, I don't mean to diminish the job, but basically you're a caretaker for tourism and the arts, something that is perfunctory and that could be handled by an appointed official under the governor, as it is in most states. But it was an effort to give the lieutenant governor something to do in the past. But it is a good stepping stone. You know, they don't call you lieutenant governor, they call you governor. You have troopers that take you around, you have the right to go all over the state and speak. There's a couple of statewide officials I think that would use this as a stepping stone on up, hopefully to be in line to be the next governor if Bobby Jindal served out two terms, or if perchance he's lucky enough to end up on the national scene, either as a vice president or maybe a cabinet position probably is more likely. In that instance, two statewide officials are kind of hankering for the job. One would be Secretary of State Jay Darden, who now holds the job I used to have as Secretary of State. Darden, I think, has maximized the Secretary of State's office, but sees the Lieutenant Governor's job as a way of getting him around the state a lot more, maybe building a base than going ahead and being governor, which he'd certainly like to run for. Also, John Kennedy, the state treasurer, has been very aggressive in setting out a reform package, somewhat against, not against, but as a comparison to Governor Jindal, who's looked on as a caretaker and not really being that initiative. Kennedy has been quite aggressive in a lot of his proposals, and I think he too is giving the race a very good look on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, an old name kind of is emerging again. Kathleen Blanco, who did not run after the Katrina debacle, where she was maybe accused of being a little too wishy-washy. Fact remains that she served two terms as lieutenant governor, got accolades, did a good job, has served as governor, and has also got quite a war chest. She must have $3 million in her campaign account right now. It would make her a very formidable candidate. Hard to raise money in any election year, but particularly now, and for a job like lieutenant governor that doesn't have a lot of patronage. So Blanco, having put her war chest together as governor, has got that $3 million in the bank, and quite frankly, she'll be the odds-on favorite if she decides to run. Interesting that she's kind of been the nemesis to Jindal. You know, Jindal kind of bluffed her out of the race last time. And Jindal, our governor, has been traveling around the country building his national base, moving towards national aspirations. I think he was out of the state about 50 days this last year. When the governor's out of the state, the lieutenant governor takes over. So that might be Bobby Jindal's worst nightmare, to have Kathleen Blanco as lieutenant governor. I'm sure they'll come to some accommodation if that works out. But in any event, I think those positions are lining up for lieutenant governor with hopes of then succeeding Jindal as governor. So the gist of my column is that the mayor's race may determine who the next governor of Louisiana is. And you might find of interest, and I would urge you to take a look and give it a read. In the meantime, you'll see some other interesting things on my website, some fun things. We've got Saints fever down here if you're not from Louisiana. Saints in a big playoff this weekend against the Arizona Cardinals, 3:30 at the Superdome, going to be packed. New Orleans is going to be going nuts this weekend as the Saints fever continues to spread. So hope you'll watch that football game. And if you're not too inclined, go ahead and cheer for the Saints. Take care. Glad you listened to my podcast this week. And stay tuned. We'll talk to you again here next week.